Lady Sagan Pete.
All right, we are almost there, rounding out the Love Island series, series two of Australian Love Island. Sarah joins me today.
Yo, yo, I'm back again.
The most consistent
lover of Love Island.
Lover of Love Island that we have up here.
Dedicated.
And we come off the back of what I would have to say, the worst Love Island show that they've put together.
Snore.
Snore alert. I expected it though.
Well, we didn't know what else would happen. Like, what else have you got?
Well, we knew that, you know, we were down to three couples and there was no dumping last night. Thursday night, which is tonight, will be the last dumping of two couples.
Well, yeah, because they find out tonight who the winner is.
Oh, they just go straight to the winner. They don't dump like one couple and then one couple.
Correct.
So last night, I have a few bones to pick. We won't get there straight away. Let's talk about the show and I'm sure I'll pick some bones along the way.
Yes.
Sarah, lead us through what went down in the most pointless Love Island episode of Australia yet.
Well, it was all about dates. So dates. Showcasing the couples on each, you know, date. And you know what I thought as well? They must have had budget left over at the very end. Like they've got to the end and go, oh, we've got a bit of budget. We can do
Let's put them on a boat. Put them in a helicopter.
Yeah. Was it Matt and Cartier? They got the helicopter.
Matt and Cartier
date.
Got the helicopter. Aaron and Cynthia got the jet ski. And then our guy Josh and lovely Anna,
they got the boat.
So I'm thinking Cynthia and Anna got the most budget of the dates.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, the jet skis actually looked really fun.
They did look fun.
It showcased Fiji.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to be in that water.
it definitely the most, I think, fun. But definitely like whoa, would you get a helicopter? I went on a yacht.
Yeah.
I got to ride on a jet ski.
And just you could see it was done so many times. And like even the voiceover guy, like, that's the eighth take that we had Cartier and Matt kiss out front of the helicopter.
Well, and did you see as they were dropping down with the helicopter, they actually blew the picnic away?
Yeah, and that's what he said as well. And he's like, and the helicopter blew the picnic away, but then work experience Steve fixed it up.
He had enough time in the six takes to get this kissing photo to put the picnic back together.
Oh, that was funny. But that date seemed really produced and like boring.
All right, so you've said it. You've led me into it. So let's talk about it now because I want to get to it. This episode felt like the most produced episode of reality TV that I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. I mean, it was just, I mean, how many takes? I mean, was the producer saying, look, guys, ask these questions? I mean, if we cut to the Cynthia and Aaron date, holy hell, like, this has only just come out that he's been in the villa and his father passed away a week before he went in.
I'm so skeptical of this.
But that's just like, that's horrendous. The poor guy.
There's no way, okay, there is no way. Aaron's been in there for, I want to say, 2 weeks. I want to say he's been in there for 2 weeks. I cannot believe that he has not talked to anyone in the villa about this yet.
And I think, you know, does that mean the people in the villa are just, you know, their friendships on the basis of that day? They're not talking and digging deeper into getting to know the person?
But you would have to. Like, we spoke to Jared the other day and he was saying there's no way you can be on all the time when you're in there because you're 24 hours a day. Unless maybe you're Aaron and we are about to get a big surprise tonight when he goes, Cynthia, I don't know, actually like you. I was just trying to win the money. And then I would be like, I was right.
And you know what? You know how we've been saying that? Like, Josh even confirmed it last night.
Well, he didn't confirm it.
Well,
he has his doubts. And I was like, cha-ching, me too.
Yeah.
But I still last night could not get into the episode because I'm sorry, producers, and I hope you're listening to this show. You were trying to build an episode of Getaway. That's what they were trying to do.
It was like romantic getaways.
It was like you're on the boat, and 1 minute you have this scene of Josh and Anna trying to do the Titanic thing, which felt so disingenuine.
Yeah,
and then they were right up in their face. And then the next minute, it's this shot of the whole boat from out. It's like, we understand how it works and the fact that this is done multiple times to be able to get that shot.
Yeah, that was very produced.
So
and it was very
produced.
Cringeworthy as well.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you know what? I kind of like the show. It's the first year I've watched it. I like the show. Channel 9, I like what you're doing. But this is the reason that you're not getting the ratings that you want to be getting.
It's people flick over because they're like, I can't handle that. That was too cringe.
I can't handle it.
I think the best thing about last night's show was when Anna was getting ready and she had the multiple outfit changes. And Owen, the voiceover, was like, oh, yeah, Pinky looks nice. Let's go. And then she put the white dress on. Okay, white looks good. Let's go. And then he just kept
the red jumpsuit? That
and
looks good.
Let's effing go.
Which, you know what? That's honestly, I respect that because most guys go through that in their life with their partners trying to get dressed and whatnot. And you know what? Josh didn't even complain or say anything about it.
He was just waiting out there like a patient man.
So maybe Anna did it really quick. She might have been like on, off, on, off. And it probably wasn't as long as what it was.
But I thought that was so funny.
Who got the best date out of that? And who do you think it even who did it matter to, really?
Matt and Cardia, maybe, because they're, you know, still exploring where their relationship's going.
Yeah.
And they got to do a helicopter ride. I think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Although I like the jet skis. I did feel sorry for Cynthia and Aaron. They looked like they were burning. They were just in the sun and his face was red. And she just looked like she was melting. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. I'd be so hot and flustered.
Definitely. And I thought that, I don't know, but I thought that the date with Aaron and Cynthia just seemed to, I don't know. It never went anywhere. Like, well, obviously,
it seems friendship.
Aaron, obviously, he broke this like whole like my dad passed away a week before I came in here.
Yes,
and that was the only moment of that kind of trip of that day.
That was the main thing we saw anyway, wasn't it?
And we didn't even really get the emotion I was expecting.
Yeah, I think we were all just a little confused as that's the first time we heard it.
It's the first time we heard it. He is apparently in love or really likes this girl. Mm. He didn't cry. And coming from someone that dad has passed away, having that conversation that soon and with someone that apparently I have feelings with, that's not how the conversation would have went with me.
Unless it was produced and we didn't see it.
I honestly, and I hate to say it, I said it earlier today at the station, I feel like that is a produced little bit of
to get people to like him.
Well, because we're so bang ho on Anna and Josh.
Yep.
And they're gonna win it. And if they don't win it,
we'll be gobsmacked.
We'll be gobsmacked.
Like, we'll be like, if Cynthia and Aaron win it, that's just like,
there's no way they can win.
I'm gonna fall off my chair.
No way they can win it. I'm not coming to work tomorrow if Cynthia and Aaron win that tonight. Honestly.
And the other producer thing as well, when they were having campfire drinks and talking about their favorite Love Island moment in the house or in the villa, you know, they were talking about the worst moment and the best moment. It's like, oh, what a recap. Like,
I just want to, like, but I don't get it, right? Because I've heard that the English Love Island is amazing and everyone is so intertwined in it. Why would we go off of the template that they've done?
And I haven't seen the UK one, have you?
I haven't seen it, but
maybe we need to watch it.
We just need a UK podcast.
And then see what the difference is and see, and maybe Channel 9 will pick up some, you know, some good tips from it.
I have a feeling that Channel 9 had this idea in their head of what this show was going to be.
Yeah.
And they were competing against...
So excited.
They were competing against The Bachelorette, who has statistically usually done very well.
And it has rated well. I watched it. I was in between watching it last night too.
Exactly. All right. So they've gone and they've tried to produce something. And as soon as you try to produce reality, it isn't reality.
And it's just poor acting.
Don't even get me started.
It's very hard to watch.
All right, so let's get off this because we're just going to rip apart this show. And you know what? I think the show over the 5-6 weeks we've been watching it has been decent. I think it's had its ups, it's had its downs.
Yeah, it's been funny.
You know, we lost Adam, who if Adam had stayed, I think would have kept it a little bit more live. Mm. And I think that they needed to have a little bit more of a variation of girls.
Yeah, just the way, I mean, the bomb squad I think was meant to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it just sort of, it was, I feel like the people that were in there, they formed really tight relationships straight away. So when the bomb squad came in, they didn't really, you know, want to be friends with them as much as they were with the original people.
And they only really gave them the opportunity to really get to know the bomb squad without the other girls within the villa.
Yeah.
So I think that the guys were themselves when the girls were not in the villa, in the hideaway. And then as soon as the other girls were brought back in, they only had one day to really, for them to actually come out.
Yeah.
If they'd given them 3 or 4 days, I think that the fact that some of them might have given the other girls attention while the other girls were there watching,
yes,
would have thrown us into a little bit of a spiral.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
No.
It didn't happen.
No.
So tonight we go into the final of Love Island Australia, and we go in with three couples that I believe are at very different levels in love.
Yes. So we've got Matt and Katia, who just came out of the friendship zone, mm-hmm. and they seem to be getting, did you see them like kissing all over the villa last night as well?
Yeah, yeah, trying to get every spot.
Everywhere, yep. So they seem like they're really blossoming, but I reckon as soon as they're out in the real world, he's like catcher.
Yeah.
He's slept with 106 girls, so he's going to be out there for the groupies.
However, though, he has been reassuring her a lot.
I know, but he's in a bubble.
Has he actually slept with 106 girls?
Well, that's what he reckons.
That's my real question, because with that kind of,
if you're one of the 106, phone in.
Well, because I get it, because it's like, you know, he's a good-looking guy, but
must be a smooth talker.
But he's not at all. You know what I mean? I feel like most girls would be like, mate, you are just like super.
Yeah, he gives me the shudder.
He gives you like that. He gives you that stage five clinger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like he becomes like besties with everyone, but then he's sleeping with them.
Like he's already with Cartier been saying, I'll never leave you. Like, I'm not going to walk away. It's like, mate, you guys are only been dating for a week. Why would you ever say that? Like, I would never in a relationship
It's because they're in the bubble. It's this bubble that they're in. And as soon as they come out and have a bit of limelight, catch your relationships.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have them. Who else we got?
We've got Cynthia and Aaron, which we think is, you know, not so genuine. Poor Cynthia.
Could be fake.
Sweetheart. But you never know. Like, Aaron could genuinely like her and they could be, like, Australia might be a big fan of them.
Yeah.
But they're just, like, they're nice, so they're kind of boring, so that's why I think that they won't win.
They're not hated. They're not loved.
Yeah.
Jess was hated, personally, I think, by a lot of people because of some of the antics and actions she did.
That's why I loved her.
Well, that's why you loved her, but that's why people hated her.
She's entertaining.
Cynthia, no one really cared about. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're always going to.
We didn't think she'd last because she didn't get coupled up with.
You're always
so going to
get a 50-50 vote. Yeah. Love her, don't love her, whatever. Aaron, like him, don't like him. You know what I mean? There's no one that goes like, you know, and then you have Josh
and Anna, which are like the golden couple. They're official now. They're boyfriend and girlfriend. Josh is funny. Anna's sweet. So I feel like they're going to win.
I kind of compare this tonight going into Love Island finale tonight like going into the finale of Survivor this year. You know who's going to win. But you just really hope that something happens
that it's not. Oh, you know what? Okay, so once the couple wins, then Australia votes for which person gets to choose whether they take the 50K or whether they split it with their partner. So this is what, you know, imagine if Australia votes Josh and then he's like, I'm keeping the 50K, catch Anna.
That won't happen. It won't happen with Josh and Anna, either one of them. It may happen if it went to Aaron and Cynthia.
Yeah.
And that's where the bombshell would happen. It goes Aaron and Cynthia, and then Aaron gets voted most popular. Oh, my gosh.
I could just, you know what, I said that could be brilliant, but I actually feel so sorry for Cynthia because I could just see the tears running down her face. She won and then didn't get any cash.
Out of the three couples, who is breaking up first?
Oh, Matt and Katia.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Got a bone to pick with you, actually.
Oh.
Got a bone to pick with you. Not really with you. But I was watching another radio show yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And our girl, Cassie, and Luke were on the show and they were making out.
Hang on, like just hooking up because they're, you know, they were a couple or they actually.
It looked like they were a couple.
Jesus, okay.
They were on a show yesterday and they had to do this like the temptress thing where she dances on him and then some other girl danced on him and whoever gets his heart rate up the most, it's like you win some money, blah, blah, blah. But they kissed.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's nothing new. They've kissed many times, so it probably means nothing to them.
But it wasn't as if they had to kiss for anything. It was literally they went up after they were done. Oh. He walked up to her, gave her a smooch, and then they just went on their merry way.
Was this in Australia?
In Australia.
Okay.
So they're not. Oh, it was yesterday. So they're not at the island.
Well, they could be now.
Nah, they're not, because it was yesterday.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to get to Fiji.
Yeah, but they weren't. See, I think how it works is because they went out, and then I think after they went out, I think everyone else from that stays on.
Okay.
Because Adam is there, Blake and...
Yeah, the fresh ones that I guess
Margarita are still there.
Pepperoni,
she's still there. So I think that if you made it to the... What would be the final
maybe the halfway
six?
Mark or something? Yeah.
The final five?
Final six couples?
The final six couples, yeah, I maybe. Think. Adam. I think after Adam, everyone stayed.
Yep. Okay.
So tonight we will see everyone past Adam in that villa or wherever they do it together.
Yep. Okay. Looking forward to it.
And Adam will be the only lonesome one unless he found himself a little islander to hang out with.
I was going to say, there could be rent a crowd there. You might find love still.
Hey, you just never know. But we'll check in tomorrow on our final catch-up of Love Island Australia for 2019. And we'll discuss exactly who wins and who takes home the money.
Whether we're wrong or whether
we're right. Hopefully, Aaron. Heidi, Sagan, P.